You are listening to the KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, January 7th, 2016. I'm Laura Palmisano. Construction is underway in Montrose to repair and fortify a stream bank after massive erosion last spring threatened a wastewater treatment plant. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Last March, at the end of winter, things were looking pretty dry. There was below normal snowpack, and farmers across the western slope were getting worried about irrigation. It looked like it'd be a hot, dry summer. Then spring came around.
The spring runoff and then the releases out of the dams and several storms that we got hit with kind of all coalesced just right.
That's Scott Murphy, the city engineer for Montrose. He says that that big spring runoff took a lot of soil with it.
It occurred along about 900 feet of the river and then back 50 feet. So we lost a large amount of material over the course of about 2 weeks' time this spring. Pretty impressive, the power of nature.
The erosion was massive and unstoppable. Each day during those 2 weeks, the river inched closer and closer to a wastewater treatment center there in Montrose.
It was kind of funny. There's a little gravel road that used to go along there, and the first time I went and looked at it, there was tire tracks down through there that were fresh from the day before, and they were completely gone. So, you know, just in one day's time, it had moved 15 feet plus and took out that road.
So after the erosion finally stopped, Murphy submitted a design with the Army Corps of Engineers to fortify the bank. A barrier was previously constructed in the 1980s out of wire mesh cages full of rocks. He says that aside from not looking very nice, those corrode and break apart. The new work will be similar to the water park in Montrose, where large boulders are staggered along the water's edge. Work began this week and is expected to run until March. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
People living on small lots in unincorporated Mesa County can now have chickens. The Daily Sentinel reports on Tuesday the county commissioners voted unanimously to lift the ban on chickens and rabbits on lots less than a half acre in size. Many communities in the Grand Valley like Fruta, Grand Junction, and Palisade already allow small backyard flocks in residential areas. The state's water plan was finalized in November, and as Benta Brooklyn reports, it will now be up to lawmakers to act on some of the policy recommendations.
The goal of the plan is to chart a course to provide additional water as the state's population grows, while at the same time protecting water for agricultural and recreational users. Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland backs the effort, but he thinks the water plan lacked enough recommendations for water storage.
The reality is we need to start storing water. When our state continues to grow, we have to be able to try to meet those demands.
According to the state demographer, the northern part of the Front Range will experience some of the fastest growth in the state over the next 25 years. Del Grosso says there could potentially be water bills coming during the 2016 session, but other lawmakers say it will take longer to craft substantive policy. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Colorado legislative session starts next Wednesday. I recently spoke to Republican Representative J. Paul Brown about the upcoming session. He represents House District 59, which covers six counties in western Colorado, including Ouray and Hinsdale. What were some bills that you sponsored last session that got passed?
I sponsored a bill with Senator Roberts for wildfire mitigation, where money would go to local entities, fire districts, that kind of thing, to mitigate fuel in forests so that we could, do some preventative work to prevent forest fires, and that was for $10 million. The $10 million, probably doesn't go very far as the whole state of Colorado and even the 59th district, but, it's a start, and, we need to work with the U.S. Forest Service and with the State Forest Service and with local entities and local landowners to get that fuel taken care of so that, we don't have these catastrophic forest fires.
What bills are you working on for the upcoming session?
First of all, one of my number one priorities is to protect Western Slope water. And through the water plan, the Eastern Slope or the Front Range is depending on more diversion of Western Slope water over the Continental Divide. And I've been watching what's happening on the Front Range for a long time. And even last spring, there was 2 million acre feet of water that went out of state that should have been stored on the South Platte River. And so I believe that we need to get water storage over there and that they need to take care of those that water over there before we send any more West Slope water over. And then also working on highway funding, and you know, we're really short this year in the budget on money, but we're falling further and further behind on our highways in the 59th District and the Western Slope and all of Colorado.
What do you think will be some big issues at the Capitol this session?
Balancing the budget is going to be huge. I personally think that we may need to refer to the people as to whether or not they want to keep their refund, or if they would like to put that refund back into some things that need to be funded in the state budget. And those things, you know, we're looking at a $50 million negative fund for K-12 education. They're looking at taking $20 million out of higher education. And I'd like to make sure that those things are funded for sure. And then also we need to put more money into highways.
Thank you for your time, J. Paul.
Thank you very much.
That was State Representative J. Paul Brown. In Colorado, over $100 million, around 58% of its total coal mine reclamation liabilities are tied up in what's known as self-bonds. But now regulators say the state is changing its approach to coal mine cleanup. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
Self-bonding allows coal companies to take a pass on putting aside money for mine cleanup if they can prove financial strength. While most coal companies are struggling in a steep market downturn, and some have even declared bankruptcy, many of them are still self-bonded. The problem? It's no longer clear whether those companies will actually be able to pay for future mine cleanup. Todd Hartman is the communications director for Colorado's Department of Natural Resources. In an email, he wrote, quote, "We're moving away from self-bonding because we think it is less secure than other forms of financial assurances," unquote. Regulators in Wyoming, which has more self-bonding than any other state, have said they are reviewing the program. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. I'm Laura Palmisano.